You are now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. It's life in football. We are life in football.
Welcome to the Life in Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Fee.
And this is your co-host, Colin Moore. And we're loving life and enjoying football.
Yes, sir.
Top dodgeballers all around the world. Top dodgeballers all around the world. Hey, baby. Nah, we done hit the spring, going into the summer. And it's the beginning of the summer. And you got the fall camp after that, man. So, y'all know the media day is going to be coming up. That's where them boys going to be going with the suits, fly, looking clean. But that leads me up into they got the uniforms fly, looking clean, sauced up, dripped out. You feel me? And that's what Shiloh, y'all know he was in that BMF show. I done seen y'all on live a few times. And Seymour say, BMF show? What's that? That's just that big meat stuff. I know what it is, that Black Mafia family. But, you know, we ain't on here, you know, just support no drools or no show or like that. But it just, in that scene, Shiloh said, well, he was playing like he was Coach Prime. He said, if you look good, you play good. You play good, you feel good, or something like that. That little slogan. How that slogan go, Seymour, that Prime say?
Man, I think if you look good, you feel good. No, if you feel good, man, I lost. I be seeing it, but I lost it.
Yeah,
I'm lost
like
it myself, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But it's that one little saying Coach Prime say. Nah, I got to
admit, if you look good, you feel good. Go ahead, boy. Hit it. I think it's if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, something like that. Okay, yeah, you got it. So,
yeah, at least I think now, I do.
Now, that's one of Coach Prime's legendary quotes. This is why he was in the league. And my thing is, Coach Prime, that's your quote, that's your stand-up point. But my thing, y'all, I got to admit to the family out here, to the Life of Football family, Coach Prime, man, I was disappointed last year. Now, some people going to say, you should have been disappointed in the record. I ain't saying that right now. I'm talking about the uniform, man. Because Coach Prime, he had them so flat. Y'all got to remember now, I told y'all I've been following him since high school. So I seen him in person, high school, two different times with fly uniforms on. Jackson State, man, they had fly uniform. Now, it was about two uniforms I ain't like at Jackson State. I know one of them was that race car helmet looking with that black uniform they had at Jackson State with the race car looking helmet. I ain't like that now, but with that shiny chrome looking helmet, some of the Jackson State folks ain't like that. But at Colorado, it was kind of just plain this year. And that ain't like the Coach Prime I know and I was expecting. Now, I heard he supposed to lay it down this year now. Now, I know this to some people, this may not be no big thing, but to me, this major. Seymour, tell y'all, uniform and the way you look plays a significant role in how I judge the game before the game. It's the pregame judgment for me. And really, that's back to Coach Prime quote. You look good, you feel good, you play good. And I just ain't seen him looking good like that last year. And Coach Prime, man, what? that game y'all had Oregon. I think y'all bought them out that Utah game. And I think you might bought them out the Washington State game. I'm not sure. But you, yeah, Colorado had the ugly khaki gold looking pants. Oh my goodness. Anybody watch that Oregon game, you know what I'm talking about. And it hurt my feelings so bad when they came out there, man. Cause I just wanted them to come out there and shine. Now I do got a uniform I like what they came out last year in. C-Mo disagreed with me. I'm gonna go ahead and tell y'all. Y'all let us know what y'all think in the comments. It was when they played Nebraska at home last year. They had that black helmet with the black jersey with the white pants. But look, y'all, look what they did too. They had the black socks and the black cleats. Man, I love how they did it. It looked so smooth, simple, not just all crazy. It was simple, smooth, clean, and simple. Just fire to me. It looked real good to me. I ain't gonna lie. That's the best uniform I seen Colorado in last year. But I'm my second one is when they went to Arizona State. When they had that black shiny helmet with that gold shiny face mask, I love that look right there. I love how they looked it in that game. And for me now, I'm just so ready and hyped up, cause that's a part of the game I love to look at too. When the team come out clean, see Alabama, you know how they Nick Saban gone now, but Alabama, you knew what they were gonna wear every game. Ohio State, you knew what they were gonna wear. Clemson, you know what they're gonna wear every game. Penn State, you know what they're gonna wear. So it's certain schools that got certain tradition where they don't really rock with all the new uniform style. But to me, that's big in the game, and a lot of the recruits. That's big for them too. That's really what made Oregon blow up so big. But Coach Prime, Colorado, I'm ready to see it this year, baby. I'm ready for the uniforms to come out, fly, clean, looking like a ready, clean fight machine, baby. I'm talking about I'm ready to see Travis come out there with them Coach Prime cleats. And I believe they're going to have a little remix on them cleats too for one of them games. But I'm just ready to see that. What you got, Simo?
Man, you gotta tell the people, bro, how you hurt my feelings on games. Like, yo, he got a thing with the uniforms. When he see them before the game, he let me know if we gonna win or lose by the uniforms. I'm like, bro, what? But every time he done called it, I want to say my dog is 100% on these uniforms. So, yo, when the uniforms come out this year. And I'm talking about pregame, like before the game, about to start, and we find the uniforms. If they ain't fly to him, y'all, I hope he don't say that to us, y'all. I hope he don't say that. Check this. When you saw, because, like, y'all, he, for the Oregon game, he said, bro, dog, that's ugly. Yeah, y'all finna take this L, boy. And I'm talking about pop, right out the gate. Then we used to do it with FAMU, and he would call it out. Hey, bro, nah, that ain't it. Ba-da! Now, with the Jackson State, were you right on that? Because you said two times you ain't like what they had. Did they win them games, or he was just too loaded?
Jackson State, no, they actually won that game with Jackson State. Two of the games I ain't really like. Matter of fact, I think it was like three of them. They won all them games. Because you got to think about the games that they lost was really the championship.
So you say
were the national championship. So, I actually love that uniform that Jackson State had when they played against, last school they played for North Carolina Central. That's the uniform Jackson State had on that game there. That was so fly, clean, simple.
Now that was fly. That was fly.
I that was big time. But C-Mo ain't lying. C-Mo ain't lying, y'all. Before that Oregon State game, me and him talk, I told him, I said, oh my goodness, C-Mo, that's a Oregon. The Oregon game, C-Mo called me. And I told him, I said, C-Mo, oh my goodness, that uniform is atrocious. Oregon finna take off, boy. Oh, boy, it finna get ugly out there today. Sure enough, it got ugly. So it just certain time, and I know Coach Prime feel this too. That's why I can't understand. Even if you had to wear the same, I know he want to wear different uniforms every game, but man, he kind of let me down. And Seymour, tell you, I was thinking talking about that before the season. Heavy. What else you got, Seymour?
I hope that the uniforms, because now they was start working on the uniforms last year. So hopefully when he come out, he has so many combinations that when you see the combinations, it look like a W. But y'all, I'm telling you, these are a few things that he gonna look at and let us know. He gonna look at the O-line, D-line during fall camp. And that first game, he gonna let us know what he really think. And then these uniforms. But I guess, honestly, it's gonna come down to the O-line and D-line, really. They on point. I think everything else gonna line up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, we gotta get into this subject. Kirby Smart just made a statement on Twitter. And C-Mo, I want you to tell them the statement that Kirby said and what the people going to try to compare it to far as with Coach Prime.
Y'all already know how everything goes with when Coach Prime say something. It basically like, whether good or bad, it's going viral. Kirby said something today and people tagging Coach Prime name with it. So, y'all, I don't know when y'all gonna get this episode, but Kirby came out and said, yeah, you know, and they say tell all the players all the time, if we lose you, you know, hey, we just gonna replace you. And he said something else to the extent, man, we can replace you with two of them. So do whatever you feel. We gonna be good. Like, you ain't even gotta worry about that. You dip, you stay. In some form or fashion, he was saying that. And they was like, nah, Coach Prime said, y'all on the man head. He said, and ain't nobody tripping. But I guess, well, we know why they ain't tripping, but then he got some chips up on his belt. He got the Nick Saban up on his belt. He, you know, so how that's going to flow. But it is funny that he said that, and nobody ain't really, it ain't made top news. It ain't going wild, like wildfire. But, you know, it is what it is.
And C-Mo, you right. You know, if that was the case with Coach Prime, people would make noise and be talking about that. But that's just part of the news cycle, man. Everything right now off season, so everybody want to throw something out there. And not saying Kirby did that to get no news attention, but I'm saying for everything, for the people out there want to try to compare and say, oh, hey, if Coach Prime, which some of it's true, they would be tripping on him. Even that the coach from Last Chance U, he even admitted, like, hey, Coach Prime do got a little more hate on coming towards him for as a coach from other coaches. And even though he be hating on him sometimes, but I noticed lately, sometimes he do show him love. I watch that show every now and then with Coach JB and Coach Smith and them. But now, we got to talk about this, man. HBCU football, I love it. For me, I'm going to take HBCU football all day. See, Mo, he more of a D1 man. So I saw a lot of people when Colorado picked up Chainsaw Chaney, which his name is Johnny Chaney from FAMU. I watched this man every snap at FAMU. When Coach Prime done played at Jackson State, you see how people watching them now? You got, well, I ain't gonna lie, to be honest, there's a lot of people watching them then. But I was watching them just like how Colorado they're at Colorado now, I'm watching them just the same at Jackson State. So I love my HBCU football, but it's levels too now. And with this past draft, man, you had zero players drafted from HBCU. Okay. So let me break this down to y'all. When I make that statement, people got all kind of criticisms and things that, oh, this need to be done. They need to play better competition. They need to play better football. They need to do this. They need to do that. So you going to sit here and tell me some of them D2 players playing better competition that got drafted? You mean to tell me third string or second string player for some of these big time programs playing better competition? I don't care if he's just getting in the game last second, last minute. You got players coming. Now they drafting players from other countries. Now I know they got size and stuff and all that matter too. But y'all, and I ain't saying every HBCU, see, don't miss what I'm saying. Cause I every HBCU player need to be drafted. It's a lot of them that ain't up to par. But fam, you had a lot of players, y'all. I'm telling you, this past year that I know for a fact should have been drafted. They got a tight end named Kamari Young. Me and Simo did an interview with him on the Life of Football podcast. If anybody watched that Celebration Bowl, or if you watched the SWAT Championship, or if you watch the game that first year against Jackson State, you're going to see big plays that this man made. And I'm naming these games because these are the games that the regular people I say watch. I say I'm a football fanatic, so I'm going to watch everything. And I ain't just saying, fam, you, I'm going to watch a D2 game. I'm going to watch a D1 game. I watch everything. I'm talking about I sit down and watch it. See, Marte. I sit down and watch it. And it's just like USC playing Colorado. To me, I'm going to sit down there and watch it. And when I say, fam, you have some talent, just think of this. Fam, you got some players in the transfer portal right now. You got Johnny Chaney, who's going to Colorado. You got Sharif Say. Going to UCLA, he was the defensive end number 6 at FAMU last year. Jada Chaney, he was number 28 linebacker last year. Then you got another defensive end, Anthony Dunn, that got all kind of offers from D1 program. You got Jenna Hunt, number 92 defensive lineman. He got like 30-some D1 offers right now. You got Lovie Jenkins, was a baller. You got Allen Smith Jr., number 23, defensive end, coming back. I don't know if he's going to be back at FAM. You got number 3, Kendall Bowler. You got number 11, the safety at FAM. These players are coming back, right? They got another year. Some of them got 2 more years, okay? Check this out. These the type players I'm talking about. Like a German Moose. Now, some people criticize Moose, and yeah, at times he do have bad passes. What quarterback ain't going to do that? What quarterback ain't going to go too deep in the pocket or throw an interception here or there? That's going to happen. They had a running back, Terrell Jennings. Now, German Moose, he with the Tampa Bay Bucks right now. You got Terrell Jennings with the New England Patriots right now. You got Isaiah Major. He with the New Orleans Saints right now. And then you got number 4. Oh, what's his name? From fan, you the right receiver. Well, anyway, Riley. Yep. He up there, Riley up there with New York Jets right now. Now, and then not to mention, you got Isaiah Land, who started last year for the Colts, a few games last year for the Colts. Now you got Xavier Smith, who was with the Los Angeles Rams all last year. And now he being signed to the active roster. You got Marquise Bell with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, all these boys I'm naming, they from FAMU. All these boys, once upon a time, played on the same team at FAMU. Just think what I'm saying now. That's why I put FAMU in such high regards. These players should have been drafted. Even Marquise Bell, he's starting for the Dallas Cowboys.
About to get a big boy contract.
Yeah. And he didn't get drafted. So I ain't going to say every player. No, no, no. It's a very few, I'm going to say, should have got drafted. But fam, you had a lot of play. I still can't for the life of me understand why Kamari Young from FAMU, number 81, the tight end, didn't get drafted, undrafted free agent, a rookie minicamp or something, man. This dude is special. I know y'all seen him in the Celebration Bowl because there wasn't nothing else really on that day. It was some more bowl game, but if y'all watched him, if y'all watched that bowl game, you saw him. You saw that number 81 out there tearing up the scene, running off, taking off, making big boy catches. See, a lot of people, they're going to see the running back, number 9, they're going to see them little catches he made, which they were big-time catches. But if you look at them key plays that were made, number 81 for FAMU, Kamari Young made some big-time catches, man. And I just don't get it, man, why the NFL do that. You know, I mean, I know people going to say, well, it's the talent they playing and this and that. Man, everybody. If you got, let me tell you, somebody like Kamari Young, reason why I'm so big on him, he started as a true freshman. To me, that mean a lot. Because that's telling me you ahead of the boys at your stage when you coming in. So you started your freshman year, sophomore year, your junior year, your senior year. Seymour, I always tell you, I love players like that. I'm going to take them all day. They're like a Dak Prescott. Now, I mean, Dak Prescott ain't really winning no Super Bowl, but he started in the NFL. He started every game at Mississippi State. Even some of the lower competition, they struggle against sometimes at Mississippi State when that was there. But when you got that experience behind you, just like Shador going to come in shallow. But I'm just speaking on Shador right now, quarterback. A four-year starter quarterback coming into the NFL, he going to be in seeing everything. Not about no competition and all that. It's just a lot of different things you done seen, you done had to face. And that you'd have had to overcome. But Simo, go ahead and speak your side of what you think about it.
Man, I didn't like how they do that. Like, they brought Marquise Bell in as an undrafted free agent, should have been a draft pick. Isaiah Land should have been a draft pick. Now you got the boys off of FAM this year, should have been draft picks. But they weren't, and nine times out of ten, they're going to make that squad. They're going to make that squad, and it's almost like the NFL, and I can't say they doing it, but it just feel like that's what they're doing. They're saying, hey, we gonna just draft them boys undrafted free agency unless you only get one a year. One a year, skip a year. One a year, maybe skip 3 years. Don't draft too many of them because then you don't want everybody to start going there and figuring that's they can do that. So it's like they shutting it down. And they know they shutting it down because the scouts go see them. And when the scouts see them, they know they legit. They just playing around. The NFL just do silly stuff like that, which I don't understand. I don't get it at all.
And for my people who don't understand what Simo said, Colorado didn't have no player drafted this year. This is what we saying, like, it's such bias in the NFL draft, and I don't think the scouts really do a good enough job of really being detailed and thorough with their research. I think they do it like how they recruit players. Okay, if one school offer a certain player, okay, I'm off. They ain't going to even really do no research, I don't think. But, man, before we go, the last thing, I got to give a big shout-out to all the people in Tallahassee, man. That's where I'm at. That's where I live at. And, man, whoo, y'all, it was bad. I'm talking about I'm driving around. We had a tornado. We had three tornadoes touch down in Tallahassee Friday morning, this past Friday morning. And, y'all, it just, I was riding. It's a school called TCC, Tallahassee Community College. When I rolled past it, I never seen that school look like that. It looked like a ghost town on a movie when Bigfoot just ran through there. Just said, not Bigfoot, Godzilla. Like Godzilla came running through doing a 4x1 with him and his brothers and aunties and uncle. And they just went and running through the school, kicking up dust. Trees down everywhere, power lines everywhere, signs knocked over, garbage cans all in the road, debris everywhere. Man, it just so bad. And we was out power for almost 3 days. Matter of fact, some people ain't got power back to this day. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 4 days. And then we got another storm coming back, I think, tonight. In the morning. So, y'all, please send your prayers up for the people in Tallahassee, man. The FAMU football stadium messed up pretty good right now. And, you know, it's already hard for HBCU with money. Trying to get stuff replaced. Hopefully the state or the government will get them some type of fund. But it kind of hurt me when I seen, like, dog, they stayed and messed up pretty good. They got light poles down. Florida State got some damage to their campus as well. Not disregard them. Florida State got a lot of damage, too. And, man, it's rough out here right now. And to the person on Twitter, this is an idiot, y'all. Somebody on Twitter put Florida State indoor facility destroyed. No, crazy. That one Florida State indoor facility. It's gonna take a man. I'm talking about it's gonna take a real worldwide destruction to mess that up. That was Florida State circus tent. And you had all these people riding up on it. Oh man, sorry for them. That sucks. And this and that. No, that ain't that indoor practice facility. That's a circus tent. Yes. If y'all don't know, Florida State actually got a live circus on their campus that their students participate in. You could take your kid, it'd be like $5 a piece. And they do a full on circus, not with no animals, but you know, they doing trapeze and acrobatics and a lot of stuff like that. But man, I gotta give a big shout out to all the working crew. I've been seeing them all night in, night out, day out. I've been seeing the working crew coming through Tallahassee, putting in work, countless hours of work, and man. Woo! I'm talking about three tornadoes touched down in Tallahassee. And I'm talking about they put in some serious work. That's pretty much like a hurricane touched down in your city. Three tornadoes versus one hurricane. Yeah, that's really like a category 3 coming through. Almost category 4 coming through your city. And, man, hey, I just ask y'all just to pray for the families out there. Pray for FAMU and their campus, Florida State, TCC, the families all around the Tallahassee community in the Big Bend area to get through this trying time, man, because that thing be rough, you know, I think we done lost everything in our refrigerator. We had to end up throwing it away. But, hey, we'll bounce back. I know more families out there struggling. May not be as fortunate as me and my wife. But, hey, man, that's why I'm saying. Throw them prayers up there. Everybody go through struggles. Everybody have a rough time. It's just about, hey, how you get through that time, man. Do you like I love what Coach Prime said after that TCU game. That boy say, do you believe now? I like when he said that. Even though some people got mad. But that's sometimes I think when I be thinking about God, it seems like that should be like a button somebody hit when God sent a blessing that you wouldn't expect. Like, do you believe now? And that picture just pop up like that with Cole Brown looking at you. Because sometimes we disregard the amazing blessings that God had already blessed us with, and sometimes we disregard them. But like I tell Seymour a lot of time when I'm pulling up in my house, man, I could just be sitting in the house. I'd be looking at my kids. I just thank God. I'll pull up at home. Not just call this storm. I've been doing this like 5, 6 years now. I pull up at my house and like, man, thank you, God, for this house. I'll be walking out to my car sometime. And I'll just be like, oh, thank you. Thank you for this car. And I'll be really appreciated, not just saying it. It's real. And then when I get in there and we driving sometime, I just kind of breathe and just be like, oh, thank you, God, thank you. Because I really appreciate that. Because I know some people ain't blessed like that. They probably is, but I'm just recognizing what God did for me. And I think y'all should do the same thing, man. Seymour, you got anything else?
Nah, you in it good, man. Prayers up for Tallahassee.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tallahassee Pain. That's right. I like what Seymour just said. Yeah, that T, y'all know that T Pain name, boy. Tallahassee Pain. That's what's going on right now, boy. three tornadoes came through, putting it down in the tea time, baby. But hey, we're gonna hit y'all up probably later on this week. And y'all just stay around. Check out some more of the episodes on the Life and Football Podcast, man. See what else we talking about. I ain't just saying the one we recently dropped. I'm talking about if you go on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, we got podcasts all the way back to 2019 with different players. Me and Seymour talking, old players, coaches, staff on football team. Check out what we talking about, man. And some are going to inspire you, I promise you. But I'm going to leave y'all how I always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down, or else you'll fall to the ground. It's the Life of Football Podcast. Catch you next time.